I'm with Jackie Allen at the Southwest Seniors Assembly, getting a little preview of a workshop that she's running later on about health and well-being. And Jackie, you're from 55 Plus Forum, Dorchester and District, and I gather in Dorchester you've been developing a strategy about doing it, quite rightly, with older people. What have you been doing?
Well, it's not just in Dorchester, it's in the whole of Dorset. And going back to, I think it was 2006, we were involved in drawing up a strategy, an Ageing Well in Dorset strategy. And this involved over 3,000 older people. Now, as older people, we get an awful lot of surveys to fill in, and we get fed up with them, quite frankly. So we wanted to make it simple. And we asked simply four questions. One was, what stops you aging well in Dorset? Now, a huge array of things we had, but an awful lot were saying things like, well, I live in a village, there's no bus service, so I can't go and socialise at all, I can't get to the doctors. Others would say, well, because of my ill health, I'm having a lot of problems with all sorts of mobility things. Others were saying, about money problems, but a whole load of things. The second question said, what can you do about it? Now, that seemed to stop people in their tracks, because most people don't think that they have responsibility for their health. And we have firm belief that we actually all ought to take some responsibility for our health. So we got a lot of well-considered answers for that, and I'll come back to that in a minute. The third question said, what can your relatives, your friends, your neighbours, or the services do for you? And the very last question of all said, what works well for you? Now, just to go back to that second question, there was one gentleman who replied, I moved to this area 4 years ago with my wife. Unfortunately, my wife was taken ill and she subsequently died. I know nobody in the area. I don't know my neighbours well or anything. I am extremely lonely and I don't know what to do with myself. And when I read this question, what works well for you, it shook me. So I thought, well, maybe I should be doing something. And I noticed that neighbours of mine were a young couple, and every lunchtime they came home, one or the other of them, to let their dog out to have a run. So I plucked up courage, and I went across, and I introduced myself, and I said, well, I'm at home all day. Could I help and take your dog out for you? So he got friendly with these couple, took the dog out, made so many friends in the village because he'd taken the dog out. Not only did it benefit his health, but the dog benefited too.
Wonderful. So do you think people, there is a bit of an expectation, have we got a problem, somebody should solve it for us? Do you think we can shift on that?
I think there is, and I'm a great believer in the National Health Service. I worked for it for 43 years. But it does give a culture of dependency. We should stop thinking, oh, when we get to a certain age, we've done our bit, everybody should now look after us. Come on, we've still got life. We wake up each morning, it's a bonus. Get out and live it.
So what emerged from the strategy after these really insightful questions and answers?
Well, we then drew up an action plan, and that is still in existence. So we check on our action plan yearly to see how far ahead we've got. And we have made quite a lot of strides in things like developing neighbourhood car services for people who have transport problems, developing lunch clubs for people who are finding it difficult to access food, all those sort of things, exercise groups, IT groups, a whole load of things. Mostly due to Dorset POP, Partnership for Older People's Programme, we have got in each of our clusters, and we've broken Dorset up into 33 clusters, we have two wayfinders in each cluster. And these are people who are signposters. So if you've got a problem, you can go to that person and say, where can I get help for this? And it could be as varied as, where can I find out if I'm entitled to benefits, to where can I get my nails cut? I can't afford a chiropodist, but I can't reach my feet now. So these sort of things crop up, and the wayfinders are actually there to give face-to-face information to people. We also have champions, POP champions, and they get folks involved in their own community to say, come on, if we've got a problem here, can we contribute to resolving that problem? And we've had over nearly 500 projects have developed in local communities, which are hugely varied. Table tennis clubs, IT sessions, all sorts of things. We've had sewing groups. As long as they can prove they're sustainable and they are identified by older people, then Dorset Pop will give them a sum of money for some start-up.
So all of this has come from asking people four simple questions.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you.